Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Bell.
Let's go.
Presented by Finley Roofing.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. It's time to go behind enemy lines. We're bringing you all the intel for the Falcons' opposition.
I guess he didn't read scout report.
Only on Dukes and Bell.
Let's find out more about this Indianapolis Colts team as we go behind enemy lines. Destin Adams, Colts beat writer, A to Z Sports. And Destin, appreciate you jumping on the phones with us. The Sauce Gardner trade, what does it do for their defense, and how does it solidify the back half for the Colts? Because we're all curious how they're going to use him specifically this weekend, because, you know, you jump right in if you're Sauce and he's going to play, but what does it do for the Colts defense?
Yeah, so I mean, the Colts cornerback room for me was just hit so hard with injuries that they really just didn't have a choice but to make some sort of move at the deadline. I think a lot of us expected it to be an addition of just like a serviceable body to where they wouldn't have to play an undrafted free agent at the position anymore. Obviously, they took a bigger swing. They had a multi-time All-Pro in Sauce Gardner to really not just Band-Aid the spot but fix it entirely. They really like what they have on the defensive line in terms of pass rush. They just really felt like they needed to give them more time to get to the quarterback. And I think that's what the addition of Sauce Gardner does.
When you look at this team on the macro level, you know, obviously their two losses were to teams from playoff teams from last year. You could argue as well that the game at the Broncos should have been another loss, all things the way it played out, all things considered. But, you know, when they step up in class, it's not as easy. I mean, is that a referendum on where this team is?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, the Broncos won. I mean, I think a lot of people can take however they want to take it. I mean, you win that game because of a mistake by the Broncos, but I think a lot of games are decided by who makes more mistakes in the National Football League. And I think we've seen this offense step up to the test against very good defenses, even if those teams are not teams that have great records. I mean, we've seen the Arizona Cardinals defense give a lot of good offenses trouble, and I think the Colts offense really stood up and put up points in that game, even if their defense struggled against 20% company. I think this game upcoming is going to be an interesting one. They really got to see the Steelers pass rush give them a lot of trouble in this last one, which really caused almost all the issues they had. Now I feel like they have a really good front that they're going to be facing with Atlanta, and if they can make the corrections necessary, I think we'll see another good offensive performance.
You mentioned that the Steelers game held them to a season-low 55 rushing yards. What did they do up front that bottled up Jonathan Taylor?
Yeah, so I think the big thing there, even with Taylor being the offensive player of the year candidate this year, putting up the numbers he's putting, the Colts really like to lean on the pass game in the first half of games. And I think they have been able to play ahead so much this year that they hadn't had to face what it looks like to be in a deficit and really carve your way out of it. And because they typically like to lean on the pass game in the first half, they get down early. They weren't able to turn to Taylor in the second half like they had in other games. I really feel like that game is going to open up things in the first half to where they feel like they have to get Taylor involved earlier. Because you're not going to beat teams by multiple scores every single week to where you can just have 75% of Taylor's workload be in the second half.
Want to put you on hold for just a second. Destin Adams joining us behind enemy lines as we find out more about the Colts as we try to clear up his line just a little bit as we discuss what it's going to take for the Falcons to get this win over in Berlin. Again, 9:30 on Sunday morning, NFL Network. And, of course, you can listen right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But this is going to be an interesting game on many levels. And you know, Zeno, you're asking about the defense and what's going on there. And I want to get to Shane Steichen, who's getting a lot of credit. He's getting Coach of the Year. You know, at least people are talking about him being potential Coach of the Year as we get Destin Adams back on the line. And, Destin, I was going to ask you, how much of this is Shane Steichen, or is it just Daniel Jones being put in a great situation? Because everybody's been shocked at how well he's played all season long. How much does Shane have to do with that?
Yeah, I mean, I think both deserve credit. But, I mean, I feel like offensive play callers in the NFL don't get nowadays. I feel like good offensive play callers, good offensive minds know that their system is not good enough if they are not going to build it around what the quarterback's strengths are. And I think Shane really has a good understanding of what Daniel is good at. And I think the two have really worked well together at really building this offensive game plan out. So I think Shane deserves a lot of credit for sure. But I think what we've seen in years past and what Shane really saw so strongly in Jones this offseason is he needed a quarterback that would come in, be able to read a defense, have a very big, small IQ, which is what Jones has really shown this team to have.
Destin, I appreciate it, man. We cannot continue because, unfortunately, you're cutting in and out. I know sometimes technology doesn't work the way it should. Destin Adams, Colts beat writer there, trying to fill us in on some things, but just can't continue.
Let me ask you this question.
What's up?
I mean, if you're the Colts, remember yesterday I gave you a new hat?
Yeah.
You're Chris Ballard. You're now Carl Dukes.
You want me to be Chris Ballard?
I want you to be Carl Dukes, the GM of the Indianapolis
Colts. How much money am I making?
Considerably more than you're making now.
Harry the Hawk money.
Fair enough. Go ahead.
Yeah, Harry the Hawk money at least.
You notice that's the first question I always ask. Go ahead.
I know. What is your feeling on the long-term future with Daniel Jones and your team?
Daniel Jones is playing for a long-term opportunity, whether it's here or somewhere else. He will be in contention to potentially be a guy that we sign to a long-term extension. But I want to see how the season plays out.
All right, so let's fast forward. Let's play hypotheticals. They get bounced in the first round of the playoffs.
We're not re-signing him. Just like they didn't re-sign Sam Darnold. I believe that you can have...
Well, you got to have a plan for what's next, though.
You do. And here's what's crazy. I'm talking as Chris Ballard right now, but you know what the reality is? They told us this week they totally buy in 200% into Daniel Jones. And the reason we now know that is because they were willing to trade away first-round draft capital to get a starting corner that they feel like is a difference maker. What has happened with the Colts is you only do these moves, guys, when you totally feel like you have your quarterback. You hold on to first-round picks because you never know, especially if you're in the quarterback business, which everybody assumed the Colts were, even with Anthony Richardson being there, that, all right, this is just a one-year experiment. We'll see where this goes, and they'll probably draft another young guy next year. They are telling us they buy into Daniel Jones. You don't give up this kind of draft capital. So even though I'm saying, as Chris Ballard, that I would say, hey, I'm going to wait to the end of the season and see where this goes. And just like the Vikings didn't hold on to Sam Darnold, that is how I see this. Go win us a playoff game. But show us in a big spot, Zeno, that you can perform at that level. Then we can have that conversation. But just to say, hey, a guy's having a really good regular season, and he is. But I also think, to be quite honest with you guys, he may have the best offensive line in football. And that's not far-fetched. That is a big reason why Jonathan Taylor is doing what he's doing. So if you're going to tell me I put Daniel Jones behind the best offensive line with the best running back, certainly with rushing touchdowns in the NFL, and now we can run play action and I can use his legs, all the pressure's off. There is no pressure on Daniel Jones to have to deliver in a way where he's got to put the team on his back. And that is my concern. What happens when that happens to this football team?
I mean, to your point, when you traded away your first-round picks, right, and the assets that you had, that leaves you in a much more difficult position to go obtain another player if there was a quarterback out there that wasn't Daniel Jones that you were looking for. So it changes the game a little bit, and it sort of signifies that they're going to give him an extension to some extent. Are they going to do what the Giants did and give him that, you know, 4-year deal with 2 years of funny money on the back end, and all they're worried about is the first 2 years, and it's sort of a show-me deal? Would he accept that again? If I was him, I think I would, but because there's not a long enough track record of success, but it's interesting to see how they're going to play this thing, and I don't really know what the answer is. I mean, if they win a playoff game, I think it's lock, stock, and barrel that they're bringing him back.
I do, too.
But if they lose the first-round playoff game, yeah, it could signify that there's not a lot of faith there.
Yeah. I think the Colts are and by the way, if you missed Brian McFadden earlier, he mentioned this, and it is very similar to the Vikings from the standpoint, do you really believe? Like, last year, the Vikings were really good. They're winning all these games, and then you got into the situation where I need you to be different. I need you to make some plays. Sam Darnold couldn't. It's not to say that Sam Darnold's not a good quarterback. Obviously, they paid him $100 million to go to Seattle, but it wasn't 180 guaranteed or 240 with 200 guaranteed. I thought he got a fair deal in Seattle, but the Vikings also had a young quarterback in the wings waiting, and that's what you're talking about with the Colts. Do you feel comfortable enough if you move on from Daniel Jones, whether he wins or loses a playoff game, that Anthony Richardson's going to be the answer? That's what they have to figure out.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
For us, look, we are in a must-win situation. And I've been saying it today, and I'll continue to say it. And I just feel like at 3-5, you've got to gain some confidence back, not just for your team, but also for the fan base to say, look, we've lost three in a row. All right, can we find our way out of this thing?
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.